Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom HaDaf Dalet Amud Bet near the bottom of the Amud, continuing with our discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what the source of Prishat Shiva is for Yom HaKippurim. And in that discussion, Reish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan about the issue of Ikuv, as we'll see right now. Michlal de Tavayu Sfirulu Miluim Kol HaKatub Ben Makev Ben. We can infer that both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan held that everything written about the Miluim is vital and indispensable. How do we know that? De Itmar, Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chanamar, Kol HaKatub Ben Makev Bahen, Chanamar, Davar Makev Ledorot Makev Bahen, Shein Makev Ledorot Ein Makev Bahen. We have Machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, whether or not everything written about Miluim was indispensable or not. Or the other position is only davar makev ledorot makev bahen, meaning only those sort of things which in later generations, meaning after miluim, would be makev at miluim, and here not. We'll see what differences there may be. And how do we know that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds the position that kol davar hamakev kol katub bahen makev bahen, without regard to distinction of dorot. So, and that, by the way, is a good conclusion. Because Reish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan saying, look, if you're going to infer it from Miluim, then that means that everything written about Miluim should be Ma'akev in this Yom HaKippurim sequestration. And it's not true because, after all, we do not require that the understudy be sequestered for 7 days. Now, my binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina here about davar ma'akev ledorot or kol hakatub bahen? I'm Rabbi Yosef, so there's four answers, and they're not at odds with each other, just four suggestions. Four examples. Smicha ikar binayu, the smicha that was done on the korbanot is where they disagree. So clearly, that position is always going to be the more stringent position. Anything written there is indispensable. However, but the one who says, and we assume it, Rabbi Chanina, only things which are ma'akev in future generations are ma'akev here, then it's not ma'akva. How do we know that in future generations, smicha is not ma'akev? Future generation just means after the miluim. The time of a samach v'nirtzah, the beginning of Vayikra, you put your hands on the korban and it's accepted. Then we ask, is smicha that which affects kapara? V'alo ein kapara, lo b'dam. Shemar adam hu b'nefesh chaper. It's the dam on the mizbeach that creates kapara. Ma'atav alomar v'samach v'nirtzah, why does the Torah equate or connect smicha with acceptance of the korban? Shemasa'al smicha shiarei mitzvah, ma'alam katuv kidu lo kiper v'chiper. That if you kind of denigrate smicha and don't do it, it's as if you didn't get kapara, but you really do. Rachma Yitzhak Kamar, something parallel, tnufa ikaminayu. They have to lift up, like with some of the korbanot. Of course it's ma'akev. And again, the same position, which is that if you take the position that only those things which are ma'akev l'durot are ma'akev here, then it won't be ma'akev in the miluim either. L'durot menalad l'makva. How do we know that tnufa was not ma'akev l'durot? T'tanya l'tnufa l'chaper. In the same piece we had, chit tnufa l'chaper, l'om kapar l'vadam, shem adam l'mesh l'chaper, matav l'omar l'tnufa l'chaper, shim asal l'tnufa l'shar mitzvah m'la katuv l'kiper v'chiper. Same as we had with smicha. Papa mar prishat shiva ikabinayu. They would disagree about exactly our point of sequestration. L'manda mar kol katuv ben ma'akev, meaning of the et miluim, the original sequestration. The mandam are called katuban makev and ma'akva. The mandam are Russian makev, the rot and makev, and the ma'akva. The rot minal and the ma'akva. How do we know that sequestration is not ma'akev il dorot? The katanimat kinin, volatanimat frishin. As we saw earlier, the fact that the Kohen understudy is not himself not sequestered, and we may have to call on him. So that implies that we do not see that as ma'akev. Ravina ma ribui shiva mashicha shiva ikeminayu. The Kohen Gadol having to do 7 days in a row of avodah and being anointed every day, which was done during the sequestration of the miluim, is something they would disagree about. Mandamar kotuva and makem and ma'akva. Mandamar doresh and ma'akev dorot and ma'akev and lo ma'akva. Dor manal and lo ma'akva. Same question. How do we know that that's not ma'akev dorot? The Rabbanan that the Tanya Mechipar Kodesh Shemshachot of Hashem Malei Dodo Lachein Tachat Aviv. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why would it say that way? L'fishnemar Shivat Yamim Yomasham Hakohen Tachtam Banav. In the Miluim, it says that the Kohen will put on these clothes every one of the 7 days. Elin Rabbeh Shiva Amim Shach Shiva. How do I know that if he only does the avodah for 7 days, but is anointed one day, or vice versa, it's enough? Meaning, either way, mikol makom. So you see that neither one of them is ma'akev, 7 days of the avodah or 7 days of the mishichat, even though they were done at miluim, were they ma'akev? And how do we know that you had to anoint him every day lachatchila? So mibaitem, one answer is mididzarech kralim ute, the fact that Torah had to be ma'ait, that it's not ma'akev, baitem, or that it's not done other times, baitem edamar krav, v'gdeh ha'kodesh shal aron avanav, yuluv anav acharav, moshchav el malay vamet yadam, that the wearing of the clothes is connected with the meshicha, itkash meshicha l'ribui, ma ribui shiva af meshicha shiva, just like the clothes were every day, so the meshicha was every day. Now, my time at the Manda Markol Katu Ben Makev. What we've done till now is to analyze where Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yochanan would disagree. But what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan's position that anything written about the Miluim and Rostoker's position, of course, is Ma'akev? It's a Rabista Markravi Asita Aron Uvanav Kacha. In the description of the Miluim, Moshe is commanded, you do for Aron Uvanav this way. And Kacha Ikuva, he will see that a lot of that in our Masachet, that Kacha and Chukah are Ma'akev. So Tainach. Call Milta Dichtiva Mahayinyana. That only explains all the things that are actually written explicitly in Miluim. Milta Loktiva Mahayinyana Manalan. What about those things that are not explicitly written about in the Miluim? For instance, putting the Choshen on, and etc., which we infer, and he has to do because it's part of his regular Avodah. But it's not written explicitly there, so how do we know it's not what's ma'akev? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yalif Petach Petach, because we have in the commandment it says Al Petach Omuei, that's where they're supposed to stand, and it's an extra word, and in the command and in the fulfillment we have Petach Omuei, as if to say everything that they were commanded to do is something that's ma'akev. The fact that it says you shall keep the Mishmeret Hashem is like an extra ikuv. Everything, even things that are alluded to. Again, another phrase. Turn around, kichen suveti. What do we do with that phrase? Kichen suveti. I was commanded. The pu'al, relatively rare form that Moshe used at the end of Tzav. Kasher tziveti, kasher tziva Adonai. Kichen suveti means ba'aninut yochlua. They should even eat it if they are onanim, which goes back to the past of Yom HaShmini. Kasher tziveti, when I commanded, not was commanded, shat maaseh amar lahem. He said it when they were doing it. Kasher tziva Adonai v'lo me'elai ani omer. Moshe is saying, God commanded it, I didn't command it. So the other words was tziveti, I commanded. So no, it's Hashem commanded. So v'chanin ha'machnasayim ein k'tuvin b'parsha. There's no mention of putting on the michnasayim, although the other gadim are mentioned. That is alluding to include those other two things, which are the michlasayim, that they of course have to wear, and the asirit ha'ifa that the Kohen brings for his first avodah, and the Kohen Gadol brings every day. It's mentioned in begadim, and here we have to wear the begadim, so we bring the michlasayim in. Asirit ha'ifa menal, and how do we know that you have to bring the asirit ha'ifa during the miluim? Atya ze korban aron uvanav asher akrivu la'Adonai asirit ha'ifa. And Zashet Tziva Hashem. So the word Zeh brings that in because in the beginning of Parshat Tzav, the special korban of the Asir Taifa is introduced to the word Zeh. Yocham Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsham Ma'akev. How do I know that even the Parshat Miluim that they had to read was ma'akev? Talmud Amar ve'yomar Mashal ha'ida zeh davar shetivah Adonai afil dibur ma'akev zeh davar. So even the speech things are ma'akev. Now ketzad hil bishan. How did Moshe dress Aharon uvanav during that week? Ketzad hil bishan man dehave have. Who cares? It already happened. Ela ketzad mal bishan latid lavo. She had latid lavo, and we have to do it again. How are we going to do it? Latid lavo nami shevo Aharon uvanav Moshe b'mayim. So when they come, they'll tell us. Ella Ketzadeh Bishan the Mizpar Cry. In other words, we're asking an academic question. How do we explain the Psukim? Pliki Bab Bnei Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya's sons at Chizkiah and Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Chad Amar Aaron v'chakach banav. First Aaron was dressed, then his sons. Chad Amar Aaron v'chakach v'chavat achat. They dressed them all together. When it comes to the ketonet, the shirt, and the mitznefet, the hat, everybody agrees that Aharon first. Because both in the command to do it and in the description of doing it, Aharon is mentioned first. Their only disagreement is the avnet. Remember, the mechassayim are not mentioned explicitly. The one who says that Aharon is dressed first, oto ba'avnet, oto is Aharon. Then he put it on them. That in the command, Hashem said, you shall put the avnet on them. So now we have to do a little ping pong. How's each one going to deal with the other's pasuk? The one who says they were all dressed at the same time, there it says that he dressed him and then he dressed them. So Amar Lach, Ahu Avnei Toshel Kohen Gadol, Ozeu Avnei Toshel Kohen Idiot. That's there to teach one simple lesson, which is that they don't have the same avnet. It's a discussion that we had in other places. We're going to have it further on in this Masechet, whether or not the avnet of Kohen Gadol, which is Shatnez, is also the same avnet that the regular Kohen has, or whether the regular Kohen's avnet is simply all linen. So to say that it's not the same type. In other words, you dress him, you dress them. You do it at the same time, but there's different avnetim. Madam Aharon of Ahakach Banav, and according to the position that said Aharon was first, Aktiva Hagartao Tam Avnet, God commanded to put on them. It's the exact opposite. It's there to teach you that they do have the same avnet and not different ones. So once he's putting it on him, why mention he's putting it on them, to put it on them? It teaches you that Aharon was dressed first, then his sons, but they do have the same kind of avnet. So how could you actually physically do it? They certainly did put Aharon first, but the point was that that it was done Aaron and then Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, Tamar. Remember, Nadav and Avihu are still alive at this time. Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, Tamar, without breaking it, saying, there's Aaron, now we'll do Banav as a separate thing.